This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tommy Tucker, WWL, 6:45 on this St. Patrick's Day. Just a fine morn out. 48 degrees right now. Going to be a beautiful day going up to 69, 74 tomorrow, 79 on Wednesday, 66 Thursday. Another shot of cool weather comes in, 68 on Friday. Saturday looking great. Plenty of sunshine, highs of 76, and then maybe a chance for showers on Sunday. Dean Celino joins us now, our friend, professor of law at Loyola. Yeah, we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Good morning, Dane. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
You too, Tommy. Good morning.
Let's talk about, on a less happy note, what's going on with the first execution that Louisiana's carried out in quite some time. Tomorrow, I think, is when it's slated for. Tell me about the legal process that was involved here and what the arguments were.
Yeah, it's been an on-again, off-again execution right now as of this morning. Just before 7 o'clock on Monday morning, it is on for tomorrow evening. The Louisiana Supreme Court yesterday, late in the afternoon, denied an effort by the condemned individual and his lawyers to have the execution date reset for a date 30 to 45 days out in accordance with a Louisiana statute that appeared to require that. But nonetheless, the court, in a 5-2 decision, denied that request. So now the only recourse that these plaintiffs have is to go to the U.S. Supreme Court and ask that court for an emergency stay of execution.
But the legal argument was interesting because he wasn't saying, don't execute me. He was saying, execute me this way, but there was a strategy and a way behind that, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always strategy in what these lawyers are doing. They were just, in the effort before the Louisiana Supreme Court that was unsuccessful yesterday, they were just looking essentially for 30 to 45 more days of time to work on what no doubt would have been a petition for review by the entire Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the federal court in New Orleans, and a review by the United States Supreme Court. So right now they are running out of options. The execution is scheduled for tomorrow, and unless one or more justices step up from the United States Supreme Court to stop it, it's going to go forward.
Would it only take one if one of the liberal justices were to say stop it, or I don't know what the legal maneuver would be or legal proceeding would be, but would that stop it?
Well, there's one justice who is assigned to the South, essentially to the Fifth Circuit, mm-hmm. who can decide to stay the execution temporarily.
Who would that be?
The entire court. I I should have checked, but I don't know which justice is now currently assigned. It was Justice Scalia for many, many years, but of course he died 5 or 6 years ago. There is one justice assigned. I don't know who it is offhand, but it's going to be up to that justice this morning to decide whether to issue an emergency stay.
And that's all.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Luck of the draw if it's somebody that's Alito. Wait, that's the one you said that died?
Scalia died.
Alito is the one that's assigned to the 5th District now, and he falls on the conservative side?
Yes, yes. If it's Justice Alito, then he is one of the more, if not most, conservative justices on the court. So they would be unlikely to get relief from him.
You know, when it comes to the philosophy of cruel and unusual punishment, It is a somewhat subjective thing. I just wonder how the courts have ruled or determined what's cruel and unusual.
Well, in this context, it's whether or not the execution method would impose undue extra pain that is unnecessary to cause death. And that's the whole issue with nitrogen hypoxia as a method of execution. Of course, other methods of execution have been specifically ruled to be constitutional, like firing squads, electrocution. But the United States Supreme Court has never definitively ruled on nitrogen hypoxia. They have declined review in several cases, most recently in Alabama. And it's starting to shape up that that's probably the most likely result here is that the United States Supreme Court will deny review. What's different in this case is there was a fairly detailed district court opinion from Judge Dick in Baton Rouge that, as a factual matter, found that nitrogen hypoxia would cause undue pain based on her weighing of expert testimony on her consideration of eyewitness reports from the Alabama execution. So it was a bit of a surprise to see the Supreme Court act so quickly in the wake of such a fairly definitive ruling from the district court based on factual weighing, the weighing of evidence and making factual determinations.
And with the appeal, he wanted a firing squad or physician-assisted death. The only execution methods in Louisiana that are approved are nitrogen hypoxia, lethal injection, and electrocution. But so firing squad wouldn't apply because it's not legal in Louisiana. You got to go by what the law says, right? And they've had problems with lethal injections and either getting the drug cocktail or people to use it or to administer it.
Exactly. And in Alabama, there was a slight difference that the firing squad method was available as a choice to the condemned individual. That's not the case here.
Thank you, Dane. We'll take a break. Pick it up. We come back 6:51, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. It is 6:56, 4 till 7. Dane Cialino, our guest. Professor of Law at Loyola. We talked about the death penalty case already. Let's talk about Plaquemines Parish v. Roselle. And Dane, one thing before we start talking about this, I see that Judge Clement is going to preside over this, and I had jury duty not too long ago, and he was presiding, I think, over a criminal case. Does he do both? Is that the way it works? Take me through that.
Yeah, in Plaquemines Parish, the judges there hear both civil and criminal cases.
Okay, so tell me about this case and what this going on and likelihood of how it turns out.
Well, these are called legacy cases. They've been brought for the last several decades by private individuals, by municipalities, parishes, school boards against oil companies for essentially failing to remediate damage caused by drilling operations over the preceding 50, 60 or more years. The arguments being that after the companies finished drilling their wells, they had to clean up the property and they failed to do so. So the plaintiffs in many of these cases have sued for damages for remediation. The lawsuits are fairly controversial because over the years people have complained that the plaintiffs sue the oil companies for money to remediate, then they take the money and put it in their pockets, pay the lawyers, and never fix the land. The legislature has stepped up and changed the law in some respects, but here this case is a slightly different since it's a parish bringing the cause of action against the oil companies, and the allegation is that the operations 50, 60 or more years ago have caused Plaquemines Parish to lose land, and that land loss is what they're seeking compensation for.
So they opted for a jury trial, and one thing I wonder about is the parish is the plaintiff and the judge is a Plaquemines Parish judge. Did they try to get this heard somewhere else, or did they want to have it heard in Plaquemines Parish?
Well, they want to have it heard in Plaquemines Parish because the plaintiff's hope is that the jury will be sympathetic to their...
the other way.
Right. Well, the defense really cannot move these large-scale lawsuits that affect every parish resident and every judge in the parish are specifically excluded from the recusal article. So no, the defendants are stuck in Plaquemines Parish, and they're going to be there for the next several weeks as this case is argued before 12 Plaquemines Parish citizens.
Judge Clement said 5 weeks. This is going to be very complicated stuff, I presume, Dane?
It is. The damages models are complicated. The dollar amounts are immense. Billions and billions of dollars are at stake.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Oh, real quick, when it comes to cruel and unusual punishment, people are saying, why don't you just give them an overdose of fentanyl? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You got to follow what the law says and what the legislature approves, correct?
Absolutely. If it's not in the statutes, then the warden at Angola can't administer it.
Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it as always. Have a nice St. Patrick's Day. We'll take a break. Talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU, men's basketball, men's football, women's basketball, and more when we come back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.